At London's Westminster Abbey, the Queen, Prime Minister, and military leaders attended a remembrance service, the first one without a British World War I veteran in attendance. The last British veteran from the so-called Great War died earlier this year. Reverend John Hall, the Dean of Westminster, began the ceremony.
We remember with grief the gas and the mud, the barbed wire, the bombardment, the terror, the telegram, and with gratitude, the courage and sacrifice. Never again, they said, the war to end all wars. With resolution, we remember.
And the chimes of Big Ben mark the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, the moment when the guns of World War I fell silent. Today, 6,500 kilometers away in Afghanistan, British forces are fighting and dying. At home, the fallen from that war are remembered. The church bells of the English village of Wootton Bassett toll for Britain's recent falling. Their caskets come through this village, and hundreds line the street as a sign of respect. This week, six bodies returned, five of them shot and killed by an Afghan policeman they were supposed to be training. Their deaths have shocked Britons, like village mayor Steve Bucknell.
They're very, very professional troops, and I'm sure they are constantly on their guard, but to be killed in such a treacherous way is particularly galling.
David and Sally Bell travelled 80 kilometres to pay their respects to men they say should not have died.
We were unarmed.
It was murder.
It's murder. It's nothing else. It's murder.
Treachery and murder.
Training Afghanistan's army and police force is a central tenet of Britain and NATO's mission in Afghanistan and considered crucial to any exit strategy. British and NATO officials say troops cannot leave until Afghans can protect themselves. Military veteran Roland Simmons rode his motorcycle through the rain to pay his respects in Wootton Bassett. He questions whether the British forces' training mission in Afghanistan needs to change.
So do we continue training them? Or do we say, well, no, we're not going to do it no more? You've got to train your own guys.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has reaffirmed Britain's commitment in Afghanistan. He says fighting the Taliban and Al-Qaeda there is crucial to security in Britain. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.